Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
WWE Raw returns to TD Garden on Monday night, March 6th. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com right now. So I got a phone call last night from Mike Riley, who asked me what I thought of having a WWE superstar on the podcast was. And I said, Mike, that's a great idea. Who did you have in mind? And in his Patriots Revolution announcer voice, he said,
the greatest United States champion of all time, Austin Theory.
And Austin, right? Theory is our guest. And back in August, Austin told Mike Riley that he was going to walk out of Survivor Series in Boston as a champion. And on that night, he beat Seth Rollins and Bobby Lashley to become the WWE United States champion, a championship that he currently holds. And for those who keep track of this stuff, which I do, he has not lost a match since Survivor Series. And that includes wins over WWE Hall of Famer Edge, Seth Rollins, Bobby Lashley, and a successful championship defense at Elimination Chamber. Austin Theory is our guest with us today. Austin, how are you, sir?
Man, I'm great. And if you want to just keep saying my accomplishments, you can do that.
All day. All day.
All day, baby.
Yeah. So like Jimmy said, Austin, last time you were in Boston, you won the WWE United States Championship, my favorite championship title, and you look unbelievable wearing that. I got to ask you, though, you did comment this past week on WWE Monday Night Raw, because Raw is returning to the TD Garden in Boston this week, that you are going to confront John Cena in his return to Raw. Why is WWE promoting John Cena and not you for the show?
You know what? I've been trying so hard to figure all of this out. You know what I mean? But I get it. You know, they can preach, earn respect all they want, but this is about taking respect. And everybody knows John Cena's level. Everybody knows his status and where he stands in the WWE. And that's the big dog, right? That's the guy you got to go after. And I want to show him all the respect I have for him Monday in TD Garden in Boston, but to his face.
So what has changed in the last few weeks? Because at Elimination Chamber at the press conference, you seemed annoyed when somebody asked you about John Cena, and now you're welcoming the opportunity to be face-to-face with John Cena potentially.
Yeah, you know, we got to have a talk. We do, because it's not the past anymore. And all these guys think that, you know, Seth freaking Rollins thought that. And how many times did I have to push him further and further into the past every time I beat him? So John Cena wants to show up and, you know, hear the little beep, 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 beep. He wants to hear all that and have a little party. And, you know, that's not what we're doing. We're not having a party on Monday, you know, but I'm going to give him some good respect. That's what I'm going to do.
So Austin, is this in your plan? Do you see yourself going, opening up Monday Night Raw and issuing the US Open Challenge specifically to John Cena? Or is this a message for a future, say, WrestleMania match with John Cena?
Well, I guess you would just have to tune in, wouldn't you? Why would I tell you everything?
Because we're the number one sports station in the country.
Love James Stork. That's, you know what? Hey, and that's valid and that's great. It really is, you know, and that's true. A lot of people are going to see this, and I'm glad they are, because that's the only reason I'm on here, is because this show is important. But James Stork, let me tell you, man, you have no idea what's going to happen Monday, and I'm not going to tell you. But you're going to know next Monday, TD Garden in Boston, when I am in the ring with John Cena. And that's as far as I'm going to go.
Well, let me you ask him the same question, he'll give you the answer.
Well, let me try to word it a little better, because I can teach Jimmy a lesson or two
on
that.
Mike.
Thanks, Austin. Mike. Yeah, you know, last year at WrestleMania, you were in the same ring with Stone Cold Steve Austin, Mr. McMahon, and Pat McAfee. Amazing. What a great year for you. You won the Money in the Bank a couple of months after that. Let me ask you a better way. How would you feel about being in the same ring as John Cena at WrestleMania this year?
Man, the real question is how would John Cena feel being in the ring with Austin Theory at WrestleMania?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to feel great, you know, and maybe I got some things I can teach big old John.
I will say this, Austin, off the top of my head, like John Cena in the ring for the first time with an opponent, he doesn't have a successful track record. Rob Van Dam in ECW, Edge cashing in a Money in the Bank on him. Circumstances like that, John Cena against first-time opponents, doesn't feel that great off the top of my head. So I kind of like your chances at WrestleMania or on Monday Night Raw, whenever it is that if you decide to fight John Cena, which it feels like this is what you're telling me right now, is that it's your decision if you want to fight John Cena. Is that accurate?
Yeah, of course. If I was like, hey, I want to fight you, John, he would call me right now and be like, yes, please. Thank you for the opportunity. And you'd probably be like, how does he have your number? He would figure it out. You know, he would definitely figure it out. It's John Cena. He'd be like, man, I gotta find Austin Theory. I gotta tell him, man. Yes, please put me in the ring. Please. You know, that's where we're at now. We're in the now, and everybody wants to be in the ring with the now, but not everybody can. Maybe John Cena, but we'll just have to see how it goes in TD Garden in Boston.
And can you tell everyone why this episode of Raw is going to be the best one of the year? Not just because John Cena is in town, but because you're going to be in Boston.
This is going to be the best episode because we're living in the now. And you're going to see the now. You're going to see the forever champ. You're going to see the man that is so loyal to the United States Championship that it's not going anywhere. And I'm going to have it forever. And where am I going? Straight to the top. And who's going with me? Not James Stork. So make sure you come to TD Garden in Boston and see me, Austin Theory, the United States Champion, on my show, Monday Night Raw. And, yeah, John Cena will be there, too.
So, Austin, as we wrap up here, what's your favorite part of Boston and why is it the Kowloon?
I was going to say my favorite part of Boston is James Stork, man.
Yeah, that's nice of you. I appreciate that. Can I buy you a Mai Tai at Kowloon sometime?
I'm not sure what's going on with that, but you gotta give me a little more detail of that.
Kowloon, Andy Wong. That's our guy.
I don't think Kowloon he's too crew. Familiar with it.
You're a member of the Kowloon crew, aren't you, Austin? No,
dude. I'm the man. I got one thing I focus on, and that's that United States Championship.
There you go.
All right. James Stork focuses on that Kowloon and all that stuff. All right.
I love the Kowloon. Don't I mean, you talk
I can tell you, dude.
It's a great
place, James.
Austin, I got news for you. I got a lot of winter weight on me. There's no meal that I've ever missed, so I'm good.
No.
Hey, you are good because it looks like you beat Roman Reigns. So I see your Universal title back there. So, it's working out for you. Whatever you're doing, I mean, I couldn't figure it out. So it looks like you figured it out.
The photo behind me also sits on Pat McAfee's desk. Somebody who, by the way, beat you at WrestleMania last year. Just saying, for the record.
What'd you say? I couldn't hear you. My headphones.
Yeah, we've been having all sorts of technical issues. Austin Theory, the headliner at TD Garden in Boston on March 6th, this coming Monday. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. Austin, thank you so much. Thanks for being a good sport. Thanks. And mild success going forward.
What's that?
All American success
for you going forward.
James Stork, stop it.
Yeah.
Turn your camera off.
That's right. Yeah, listen, Austin.
Go play with your wrestling belts. Get out of here.
Oh, you better believe it, man.
Thank you, Austin. We'll see you Monday night at Raw, buddy.
Austin, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. It was a
blast. Good to see you again.
Appreciate it.
I love you, James. I love you, man.
You're good sport, man. I appreciate it.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Austin.
So there goes Austin Theory. Mike, that was a fun conversation, wasn't it?
Oh, that was the conversation of the year. Best episode ever. Greater than the year in review shows we've had here in the past. I've been a
Which,
part
by
of
by the
that.
Way, I didn't do one this year because I just didn't have time.
Well, that's a you problem.
There's a lot of things that are me problems. Well, Mike, welcome back to the show, at least for this event. Good job getting Austin Theory on. He is your boy.
Thank you.
You know, he did give you a massive bro hug at the Cradles for Crayon event back in November. It was right before Survivor Series. So I know that you two are tight. And, you know, that's a true story, by the way. Mike called me on my way home last night. Was like, what do you think about having Austin Theory on the show? And I'm like, I love it. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. Thank you.
So, Mike, we haven't talked in a while as far as on the air. So I want to get two quick takes from you. One is, where are you at with the Sami Zayn bloodline story? So it is my take that Sami Zayn should have won over Roman Reigns in Montreal. Sami Zayn should have gone into WrestleMania as the WWE Universal Champion. He should have defended it in a three-way elimination match where Roman beats Sami and then Cody beats Roman. And that way it finishes both stories. It finishes Sami Zayn winning the bloodline story. Roman then gets his win back. And then Cody Rhodes wins the main event of WrestleMania and thus finishes his story. And it completes his comeback to WWE. So that's a lot to digest. What do you think about all that stuff that's going on right now?
So, yeah, it's really good stuff here with the bloodline. And the WWE has certainly teased the fact that this might be the beginning of the end for it, especially with the Jey Uso and Jimmy Uso division, if you will, there. And, you know, not being on the same page with Roman Reigns and Sami Zayn, of course, that Montreal crowd was just so hot. I do agree with you that, yes, I think it would have been beneficial, especially for the crowd in that moment, to have Sami Zayn win in his hometown of Montreal, where the place would have exploded. And I know you and I talked about it briefly last night, but I think that it was very reminiscent to Drew McIntyre and Roman Reigns at Clash at the Castle, where they had that opportunity for, they being WWE, opportunity for Drew McIntyre to win in Wales and Cardiff, Wales there, and that just didn't happen. So similar here with Sami Zayn. They blew the opportunity, but now I think all indications are this is very similar to what we had with the Daniel Bryan situation 10 years ago now, right? Similar to Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair and Ronda Rousey. And it's almost like, do you have a triple threat? And if that's going to be the case, you could do that. Otherwise, have a grudge match. Roman and Sami night one and Cody over Roman night two. And now, can I tease something here if you don't mind?
Yeah, by all means.
Because you think that Roman Reigns...
We won't hear from you again on this podcast for another 6 months, so go ahead.
Sounds accurate. Yeah. Thank you, guys. No, I think it sounds like that... You don't think Roman Reigns is going to lose the title?
Oh, I think Roman Reigns is retaining over Cody. I think
that's fascinating.
So here's why, Mike. So the last podcast I did was on a Tuesday. It was before Elimination Chamber.
Yep.
And so I got a call on that Tuesday night, ironically enough. And sadly, we don't have the infrastructure right now for me to do emergency podcasts because all this stuff is being outsourced to Texas or California or whatever. And that's way inside baseball, but it's frustrating from my point of view because there are lost episodes, right? So I do my job and I upload episodes. That's a long way of getting to this point. Tuesday night, I got a phone call from a well-placed WWE source.
Okay.
And they said that there is an internal struggle going on right now for power in the company. And what do I mean by that?
This my is the Tuesday before is, Elimination Chamber, right?
This was before Elimination Chamber. And okay, it's my belief from this singular source, because we're one source thing.
Yep.
Roman Reigns doesn't want to lose. Cody Rhodes doesn't want to lose. Sami Zayn did not want to lose that match in Montreal. And you could tell if you watch Sami at the press conference after, there was a point where he's like, my filter kicked in and I almost said something I shouldn't have said. And you could tell that he was dejected because Sami Zayn, who's a great storyteller,
yep,
and is really detailed and to a certain degree a pain in the ass to deal with because he wants the story and he has this vision of how stories are supposed to go and end.
Yep.
Sammy, I believe, felt that he should have won that match in Montreal. And I agree with him, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But Roman Reigns, the Island of Relevancy, and as banged up as I believe Roman Reigns is, mm-hmm. doesn't want to lose right now.
Yeah.
And it's this situation where you have at different points, like Hogan didn't think it was the right time to lose for business. Brock didn't think it was the right time to lose for business. Now you're in the situation where Roman Reigns is closing in on 1,000 days as WWE Universal Undisputed Champion. And so it might be that Roman doesn't want to lose. And I'm not sure whether it's the opponent that he doesn't want to lose to. Because, again, the story that WWE is telling you is that it's Jey Uso, main event Jey Uso,
right,
who is the one to dethrone Roman. I still don't see WWE doing that.
No.
I think if WWE had their choice, it would be Cody. But yeah. if Roman doesn't want to lose to Cody for whatever the reason, then WWE kind of has to keep going with Roman and the Bloodline.
Well, but here's the thing, though. Like, now, do we know if Roman Reigns has creative control like Hulk Hogan did years ago? Because that's what happened with
Hulk,
Starrcade 97.
No, but history of WWE is that Vince will usually defer to his performer unless he feels really strongly about it. So,
right.
For example, like, Vince McMahon in New Orleans at WrestleMania 30 felt really strongly about Brock Lesnar beating The Undertaker.
Yeah.
I think the reason why Bryan Danielson won the belt that night was because Vince had no other choice.
Yeah.
And you could see the booking after that he didn't really believe in Danielson as the champion because he had other things, Evolution versus The Shield main event pay-per-views after that, be featured
right.
in pay-per-views after that. He wanted Batista to win because Batista was the Hollywood star, but that WrestleMania crowd just wouldn't let him.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So he went with that. I think Hunter's got a better ear for it, but the Montreal thing with Sammy makes me think,
here's the other.
Sammy said in an interview with Ariel Helwani before the Rumble, he's like, yeah, could I be the champion? Yes, I could be the champion. Could I win the main event at WrestleMania? No. So,
well, that's
if Hunter subscribes to similar theories on that, Mike, then if Cody doesn't win, I don't know who unseats him.
Well, and that's
and
been
if,
the.
But if Roman doesn't want to lose, then that's a whole nother level of I don't know what happens.
And that has been the million-dollar question: who will be the guy to unseat Roman Reigns? Because all indications with Cody Rhodes returning last year and on his way before the injury, he'd probably be that guy. Now, just to go back on your comment there, a little nitpick here, a little minor detail. Roman Reigns, yes, he is approaching 1,000 days as the WWE Universal Champion. So if WWE can find a way to get the WWE title off of Roman Reigns, where they have a stipulation in the match that, well, Cody wins, say if he is to win, he gets to choose which title he wants. It's for one title, not for both of them. Then you could simply have him hold on to that Universal title approaching the 1,000 days, which would be right around the time of SummerSlam, if my math is correct, because it's over 900 right now. So SummerSlam is August in Detroit, and it would be right around that time there, close to September. So I think that he could definitely hold on to that Universal title for the 1,000-day mark right there and figure out a way for Cody Rhodes to become the WWE champion, which essentially is the title that his father, Dusty Rhodes, chased his whole career and never did win. Because as we know, the Universal title is an infant in the WWE universe right now because it's only 5 years old. Coming up on 6 years old now, actually, 2017.
Well, so Cody's got to win the actual lineage title. And this has been a big point of mine is he's got to be the WWF champion, the lineage there. So there was a theory floated out by Meltzer that night one was supposed to be Cody challenging Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre, somebody like that for a new WWF championship, new WWE championship.
Yep.
And that didn't happen. This is why I had this theory about something's going to happen and they're going to split the belts. There's going to be a disputed finish or something like that. And they just haven't done it.
Yep.
Because, I mean, we just talked to Austin Theory. He's the U.S. champion. He's the highest ranking singles champion on Raw right now because Roman doesn't show up on Raw unless it's for a trial of Sami Zayn, which was great, by the way.
Yep.
So you've got a wrestler who shows up here and there, and no different, by the way, than Brock Lesnar. And the internet's upset because Brock Lesnar's fighting Omos, and nobody complained when it's Bobby Lashley last year. And this is the same group of fans who were complaining because Brock Lesnar's in another main event and he's not wrestling every week.
Right.
So you've got Roman Reigns, who's doing a limited schedule. He's doing promos, and he's got more hatred than ever.
Oh yeah.
And supposedly he's not going to work after he's not going to work until SummerSlam, which I will dispute that report. I think that the only thing that they're putting him on the schedule for right now is SummerSlam, and that is to keep him as a special attraction.
Well, right? And that's
because I looked at his fight card, Mike, and I know you got to go, so we'll wrap up in a second because I also have to go.
Yeah.
But if you look at his dance card post WrestleMania, like it slowed down drastically. There's a bunch of wins over Drew McIntyre. There's a few six-mans in there. But like Roman was essentially working like once a month.
Yeah.
And a lot of that is injury. A lot of that is to keep him a special attraction. I know you mentioned me last night when we were on the phone talking, which I appreciate you answering the phone or, you know, calling me. because I know I have to tweet you sometimes to get your attention to respond to a text message.
That happens every now and then.
I know. I appreciate it. it was also, you had something on your agenda to promote yourself. So of course you're going to do that.
Oh, you're damn right.
There's the dick that you're looking
for. Of course. I like that. It was
but
cute.
I think with Roman banged up, and I think he's a special attraction, but if he loses the titles, doesn't that special attraction kind of go away?
Well, and that's exactly
if the bloodline ends, if that story ends at WrestleMania, now you've got to do new stuff for Jimmy and Jey Uso. And what that means overall is that main event spot is now somebody else's. And the competition for that main event spot is very real. And I totally believe the person who told me that Roman doesn't want to lose, Cody doesn't want to lose, Sammy doesn't want to lose. So Sammy lost, right? But I think at the end of the day, Sammy understood that, like, okay, I'm not going to overcome Roman Reigns and that fight. But I don't know. Cody is now 35-0 since his WWE return.
Yeah, he's been hot.
So Cody hasn't lost yet.
Yeah.
So well, and Roman hasn't been pinned since Baron Corbin beat him back in December of 2019.
Yep.
So like something's got to happen here.
Oh yeah. Well, and the other thing too,
and if it's Roman, the WWE created guy against Cody, who also like, and I didn't realize this until recently. Perk up your ears, Elliot from Boston, because this is an acknowledgement that I was wrong.
Yep.
I didn't realize until recently that Cody wasn't trained by Dusty in the WWE system. He was trained purely by the WWE system. So I would be incorrect in speaking of Cody as a non-WWE developed guy, as a Dusty developed guy. So they're both WWE creations, and both have bloodline heritage. I still don't see the guy who left WWE to come back as the guy who beats the guy who's been here since day one.
And with Paul Heyman, too, that great promo a couple of weeks ago there with Cody with Dusty, that was just really good stuff. But yes, to your point there, if Roman is not going to do it, if he's going to hold on to the titles, then absolutely it just generates that more heat. Continues to get the heat going on Roman Reigns. You could sizzle a steak on him. That's how hot he is with the heat right now. People hate him. And the fact that he went into Montreal and beat Sami Zayn in his hometown there after, you know, he turns in the bloodline and betrays them. And then he obviously the big one I still look at is Cardiff Wales with Drew McIntyre. Then Solo Sikoa coming into the bloodline, just huge. So two big spots right there to get that heat. He's got it right now. If Roman is to lose the title, that heat's gone, and you're just hitting the reset button all together. But if history is to repeat itself, this is where I think it happens at WrestleMania, because as we know, a new year for the WWE is the first Monday Night Raw after WrestleMania. So I think that's the best-case scenario on why it will happen.
Mike, you got a closing thought here?
Go and see Austin Theory Monday night at the TD Garden, the greatest United States champion of all time. He is a great guy, and I cannot wait to see him go and challenge John Cena which I think will be a great match at WrestleMania 39 and TD Garden, Monday Night Raw. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. James Stewart, thanks for allowing me back on the podcast, and thank you, Beasley, for allowing me back on one day only.
Well, you're not getting paid for this, Mike. You're getting exposure bucks. So, I do appreciate the Austin Theory. That's your guy, Bro Hug, at a charity event.
All right, baby.
You worked with him at the charity event, so that was good that he reached out to you and wanted to do the podcast. So, TD Garden Monday Night Raw is this Monday. Ticketmaster.com, TD Garden box office, all that fun stuff.
I think you're now on his Christmas card list too, by the way. Sorry.
Oh, is that true? Did he reach out
to you? Oh, he loved you. Well, he heard him. He loved you, though. He was all over you there.
Well, he should be, because I listed off. I was nice to him.
Yes.
Until he wasn't nice to me, and then he was nice to me, and then I wasn't nice to him. So it worked out all.
Great.
And look, it's all good fun. Like, yes. He was a good sport about it. We had some technical issues beforehand, and you know, so I don't know if that loosened the mood or made it. I don't know.
But all good.
He trash talked me back in August. I trash talked him to his face. He walked away from me, and now he's begging for airtime through you because he won't.
He won't acknowledge you. Yeah.
So that's this week's Stick to Wrestling.
AEW. You're going to say something with AEW.
Yeah, I was going to, but here's how I kind of feel about AEW, and maybe I'll address this next week in a much longer form. I'm not watching this pay-per-view on Sunday, or at least not watching it live. I haven't been really enthusiastic about AEW lately. And just to finish up, because I really need to get going, because the Bruins just acquired somebody.
Big deal.
We have to ball talk, and I got my real job to do as opposed to futzing around on a podcast, a wrestling podcast. and that's not my evaluation of it. That's somebody else's, by the way. AEW just isn't doing it for me right now, because they're no longer the alternative to WWE. Mm-hmm. They are WWE has adjusted and changed the game, and they're doing everything better than AEW right now. And that's not to say that I don't have favorites like, Taven, Bennett, Maria are now in Ring of Honor AEW. Danielson is in there, but I don't think he's got a shot against MJF. No. AEW is stupid taking the tag belts off of the Acclaimed, and they're probably going to put it on Jay Lethal, who I love Jay Lethal. And he's having his calendar year has been spectacular. But yep. Jeff Jarrett, like, get out of my face, Jeff Jarrett. Like, no, thank you. I flipped him off back in Chicago months ago, and I was happy to do it. Like, Moxley and Page doesn't do anything for me. It should. Samoa Joe against Wardlow doesn't do anything for me. I've seen Jericho and Ricky Starks, and I think Ricky Starks is going to be Jericho because Jericho wants to put everybody over. Like, they're going to put the women's title on Saraya, I think, which is a mistake because Jamie Hayter's great. And the Elite versus the House of Black. If the Elite lose the 6-man tag titles, it just confirms that Kenny Omega is going to hit free agency and probably go to WWE.
Well, yeah, I think, you know what? That's a very good possibility right there. When is his contract up, by the way?
So his contract was supposed to be up January 31st.
Wow.
AEW put an undisclosed amount of injury time on it. So let's assume it's 9 months.
Yep. Wow. Right?
Kenny Omega could be in a WWE ring somewhere between SummerSlam and Survivor Series.
That would be amazing. Now, hold on. Now, that could be, if Cody is to lose right there to Roman Reigns, then that could be your first challenge right there. Kenny Omega, right, for Roman Reigns?
Cody's first challenger, if he wins, which he won't, is like Jey Uso or Sami.
I'm saying if Roman wins, then you have Omega. That's a big power star right there. So,
What Triple H can do is he can offer Kenny Omega whatever he wants.
Mm-hmm.
And that's assuming WWE is still owned by Vince.
Oh, yeah, of course.
There's a whole other element to this is Vince is still working on the sale.
Yeah.
Pat McAfee won't go back to WWE right now other than a one-off because doesn't know who he's going to be working for.
Exactly. But, so,
anywho.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm not going on my way for Revolution either, Jimmy. But no, the real Revolutioner at Gillette Stadium. The real Revolution.
And if something big happens, I'll watch the replay. But, like,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
AEW hasn't sung to me. So,
exactly.
That's what it is.
Yep.
All right. Mike.
Thank you, James.
Good to talk to you on the record-ish.
Pleasure.
We'll talk again soon, okay?
Sounds good, my man. Take care.
Happy wrestling, everybody.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.